those years. Would you like to pop your things on the floor and open that envelope, and we'll see if that's a message for you, Danny. I might be completely wrong about this. I think it matches your shirt. You see how everything ties in nicely?
Yeah, very much so.
Don't like that phrase very much. Now, read slowly and loudly. What does it say, please?
Nobby will be wearing a red t-shirt, jeans and white trainers. His favourite colour is red. The person you'd most like to meet is Nelson Mandela.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? We've never met before, have we?
No.
Oh, I didn't pump you for information earlier.
So, you
remembered, didn't you? And read the last bit, what does it say there?
And now, as a sign of his devotion, he will reveal his belly button to Julian.
Oh, I say! So we're going to have another minstrel. Just want to insert minstrel in there. No, it will give me great pleasure, and this will be a sign to other psychic people. Very, very roomy, isn't it? Get your champagne and your certificate. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Nobby, the chosen one. Well, I am psychically drained after all that. I'm going to come back here at a later date and show us all how to develop our powers of X-ray vision. And it's very interesting to note, madam, it's you. You've fashioned your pubic region into a perfect map of Australia.
That's me.
Including Tasmania. Or is that just a bit you missed? I think, while I'm still here, while I'm still in the psychic zone, I just can't resist having a little peek into my own future to see what the future holds for me. And I can see that it's not very exciting. There's sort of prostate problems and saga holidays lie ahead. And the upsetting news is that my relationship with a boyfriend is not, sadly, going to last. I'm going to dump him for a premiership footballer. Yes, I can't mention any names because he hasn't come out yet. Let's just say that Cheryl Cole will be best pleased. What else can I say? Oh, yes, my career, well, I'm going to fade slowly out of the show business spotlight. I'm going to take up a new career as a helper for the elderly. I do quite a lot of that already with my neighbour, Paul O'Grady. 54, and I pop round there and do a bit of shopping for him quite often. Give him a bath when needed. I can't pretend that his house is as clean as mine, because it's not. Incontinence is a terrible thing. He blames it on Buster, but we know the truth. I saw him the other day, actually, in the village shop, and we were having a chat, like villagers do. He was talking about his new television contract, and he was saying, I didn't get that tip where we all got the tip of shite, which means 9 million. Couldn't resist having a little look to see what he was buying in his basket. And there were only two items, with all his money. He was buying a Mars bar and half a pound of lard. Nothing to eat. What else can I say? Oh, yes. You just got that one. Slightly delayed reaction. See if you can cope with this one. Now, if you like watching me on television, I can also see that there's going to be a new, well, it's not one of the important channels, but I'm going to be offered a deal on the new gay television channel that's going to start shortly. It's called 24 Hour Bollocks. And they're going to offer me a sort of golden handcuff deal where I get to star in the new gay soap opera called Enemadale. And I will also co-present a late night dating programme with Andy Peters, called How Clean Is Your Foreskin? Oh! In about 10 years' time, Celebrity Big Brother is going to make a comeback, and they're going to ask me to appear on it. And, well, no, I'm going to say no, actually.